Captain Talent Radio.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. It's my absolute privilege and pleasure to be with you on tonight's Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. I have some really exceptional announcements to cover tonight. Then I'm moving to the inspirational portion of tonight's call. Very exciting year already in 2017. I had the privilege of spending 2.5 days with some of the most enlightened, exceptional entrepreneurs I've ever had the privilege of sharing quality time with. I've been hosting a 2.5-day workshop called Breakthroughs to Success going back to July 2000. This last weekend was number 116. Breakthroughs to Success is a companion product that comes with my one-on-one coaching. Breakthroughs to Success is for my coaching clients only. And if you ever want to attend one of those events, they are life-changing. That event unequivocally collapses a lot of time, bends time, and gives you greater insight and awareness into cause and effect and why we do what we do. That event is unequivocally a mirror for you to see yourself through the eyes of other exceptional people who's had some of the same events, some of the same situations that have put them in the situation that they are where you are. If you want to attend one of these events, it would start with a free 15-minute coaching session. Or if you've already purchased my coaching and have not attended, the ticket does not expire. My next event is June. There's one in September, and then there's one in December. I also have an advanced course for my breakthroughs and coaching clients called the Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop. I host that in May and November, two times a year. So all told, I host 6 intimate events specifically for people who want to take themselves to the next level. Now, tonight's call will be specifically about that type of content, about how to perform at your highest level of energy and your highest level of consciousness. I'm going to cover a few quick announcements, then I'll move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. As I stated, if you are seeking to break through or seeking to take yourself, your business, your ventures, your content to the next level, I offer 15 minutes of free coaching to first-time callers. If you want to reach me, you can send me a Facebook message and what you're seeking to collaborate with me on or have me assist you with whatever insight. You can send me a message to my inbox. Give me your phone number, and I will contact you within 24 hours. Now, I do have a very, very inspiring announcement. This year, August 5th, 2017, I have booked with Sandy DiOrio, Millionaire Blueprint, at Las Vegas, Nevada, at Caesar's Palace. I have a relatively small room for this event, small in accordance to what I've had before, but I have a room for 550 to 600 people. Tickets will go on sale next week, or I will start promoting the event. I believe tickets are already on my website, but I will start promoting the event next week. You can purchase a ticket for $20. The first row seatings will be reserved for the first few rows will be reserved for my coaching clients and first come, first serve. So if you want a great ticket to that event, you can make arrangements with that through me. You can buy a ticket directly for $20. Not only will I have Tara Romano as a keynote speaker, I will also have Susan Sly, myself, Jeffrey Combs, but I will handpick 2 or 3 of my clients to add an additional 5, 10, or 15 minutes worth of content to that event. So once again, that is Saturday, August 5th. The content will be generic. Tara Romano will be sharing the stage at her first ever Millionaire Blueprint. That is going to be a fabulous opportunity. Tara is a first-class woman, an exceptional businesswoman of 2 businesses, a 7-figure income earner, and a woman that I've had the privilege of collaborating with 6 years, 2017. Susan Sly, I was her coach in 2004, 5, and 6. Susan's content is off the chart, and anytime she has the opportunity to speak at some of her company events, it is standing room only. So you'll have the opportunity to collaborate with those 2 exceptional multi-6 and 7-figure income earners for 4 hours from 12 to 4, Saturday, August 5th in Las Vegas, Nevada. This Saturday, Don Ferrantino and myself will be collaborating and sharing the stage in Weehawken, New Jersey at the Sheraton Hotel right on the waterfront. March 4th, I'll be in Norwalk, Connecticut. March 11th, Minneapolis, Minnesota. March 18th, Baltimore, Maryland. March 25th, Long Island. For the first time in several years, April 1st, Nashville, Tennessee. April 8th, Dallas, Texas. April 15th, Edison, New Jersey, with the exceptional Dr. Joe Dispenza. If you are a Breakthroughs client of mine or coaching client, this is absolutely an event that you might consider flying into because you can get in and out of the Newark airport relatively quickly. The event itself is at the Meadowlands Hilton Hotel. It's about a 15-minute Uber ride away. April 22nd, my boy Frank Pecoraro is hosting me in Albany, New Jersey. And in Boston, Abby O'Neill will be my host. May 6th, I'll be in Kansas City, Missouri. Not to be confused with Kansas, although it's a sister city. I'll be right at the airport at the Hilton Hotel. It's a very interesting situation. Back in the day, 1978, I used to be a waiter at the Konakai Hotel, at the Konakai restaurant in the Hilton Hotel at the very location where I'm hosting the May 6th event in Kansas City, Missouri. May 20th, Joe DiBianca and I will be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania with Don Ferrantino. I just booked Marina Del Rey June 17th, La Jolla July 15th, August 5th, Millionaire Blueprint, and New Orleans, Louisiana, August 6th. Now, those are a few of the events where I will be hosting one day More Heart Than Talents and Millionaire Blueprints for 2017. With that, I'm going to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. I also want to let all of you know how proud, honored, privileged I am to be able to collaborate with you on this call, but to be able to share quality time with you at events, watch you grow and become the business owners and human beings and people of influence and affluence that you are becoming. It's been, for many of you, I've known you for 10, 15, some of you 20 years, many of you the last 6 years, and I'm so proud of what you're becoming. And this call is really dedicated to performing at your highest level of energy. Now, your highest level of energy is also your highest level of consciousness. That means taking your emotional level really to the next level of consciousness. So my call tonight is really about this, transcending consciousness, going from anxiety to awareness, a be state where you be and stay at your highest level of energy. To be able to stay in that state, you have to be able to eliminate your anxieties about events that no longer serve you. The more you understand mind-body connections, the more you understand cause and effect and why you do what you do, it allows you to raise your vibration, raise your energy, raise your consciousness, raise your awareness. Any of these situations that allow you to be your best. Now, when you make statements like, I'm going to be the best, you also want to be able to be your best. Being the best for many people is a lot of pressure. Being your best is a situation you can master emotionally as you master the skills, habits, and mindset of a modality, of a vocation. As you begin to let go and separate your feelings from events, it gives you space to really be that person you're capable of being. But where so many people miss the mark and don't really take that next step or that next level is they don't master the skills. The most important skill that you would master would be your emotions, meaning that you don't check out, you don't get overwhelmed, you don't go into fight or flight, you don't relapse into emotion that leads to an addicted state, you don't over-obligate yourself, you start to learn to live an organized, systematic, methodical routine without feeling bored, you start to eliminate some of your shiny object syndrome. And you get really clear with money and the means to create it. You must understand that money is a medium and you must be able to have money in motion. Money is a very interesting quantity or is a very interesting subject for most of society. A large percent of people do not have a dialogue with money that's conducive to attracting the people, situations, opportunity, or creating the intellectual property, the sales funnels, the branding skills required to live a good life or a prosperous life. It is your responsibility, the ability to respond, to be able to break down the cause and the effect of why you do what you do. If you have receiving or deserving issues, it will show up in your ability to create money. And if you're not comfortable with that, you have guilt, shame, anxiety, or overwhelmed feelings about what other people are going to think, say, or feel about you, then now you've given yourself permission to create a payoff that will keep you disappointed. I like to ask people, what's your payoff in doing what you do? Well, many people say there is no payoff. That's not correct, because an addict always wants a little more. When you've lived in an emotional state that frequently takes you to an overwhelmed state, then you've created an addiction tolerance. Like myself, by the end of my drinking, I created a tolerance where I could consume a gallon of vodka a day. That is a very, very high tolerance. That began in my late teens and early 20s when I would flaunt brag and believe that I could drink people under the table. Well, by drinking people under the table, I created a very high tolerance for alcohol. My drink of choice was scotch or vodka, and I could consume a lot of it. I wouldn't drink beer or wine because my story was it would fill me up. I wanted something that would give me instant gratification. Well, that instant gratification led to a very high blood level content. It led to a high sugar content. Sugar and yeast became my drug of choice, and specifically would show up in alcohol. So I had a very high tolerance. Underneath that tolerance was very low self-esteem based on events that shaped my feelings in my childhood that I didn't understand, didn't know how to let go of, didn't have any awareness about sobriety. And the few times that I would show up in an AA or 12-step meeting, it was because I was court-ordered. And having an ego bigger than my bank account, I would continue to seduce myself into believing that I wasn't like those people. I could hold my liquor. Well, in holding my liquor, I created a very high tolerance and a very low vibrational level. But because I had a lot of talent and I had a lot of brilliance, I could seduce myself into believing that I could live on talent and live on brilliance alone. And because I had a great IQ and an ego bigger than my bank account, I could try to seduce myself into believing that I could operate at this very high level of addiction and a very high level of production while the two collided. Rock bottom was imminent at a very low self-esteem, a very low emotional level. Rock bottom where I lived in guilt and shame most at the end of my drinking career. Now, that is not the way to break through. Rock bottom is a very overrated place that you can circumvent and sidestep by being aware tonight. As you start to address cause and effect, why you do what you do, and you understand your tolerance. So a tolerance looks like this. If you go to a medical professional and you end up on Adderall and you start off at 10 milligrams and your body creates a placebo effect and an addict always wants a little more, you'll probably throw down a few more pills because an addict requires that kind of tolerance. And if all of a sudden you end up in 80 milligrams, 100 milligrams, 150 milligrams, then you've created a tolerance to your drug of choice. If you use methamphetamines or synthetic heroin to medicate yourself for either high lows or low highs, and you live in that state where all or nothing, then you're going to have a very high tolerance. If you find yourself weighing over 100 pounds than you should be, it's because you have a very high tolerance for food and a high tolerance for low self-esteem. That's contradictory, but unfortunately, that's where a lot of people are. And if that's where you are, then you may have a high tolerance, but you're going to have a very low level of energy. If you have a business that requires attraction skills and you have a business that requires leverage and you want to be able to create the leverage, then it's your sexual transmutation, not your sex energy, not your sexuality, but your ability to transmute your charisma, your energy. If you've attracted a lot of people in a business and no one's producing, a big component of that will be the 80-20 rule. About 80% of society is not going to be effective in a business. They're not going to see the value. Most of them are going to procrastinate. They're going to get ready, and they're going to spend a lot of their time being busy, not a lot of their time being productive. But if you're not attracting to your reality the people you require, there to create the compounded effect or the leverage, a lot of it's going to be about your addiction tolerance. You're going to attract to your reality the people and situations to fulfill your feelings. As you begin to let go, separate your feelings from events that no longer serve you, for you to really live in that greatness that you talk about, that you romance, if you want to have that home on the beach, the good life, or whatever it is you seek, it's going to come from you being able to create the leverage in business ventures, either multiple streams of income or one solid stream of income that you become very skilled at. But you can't become skilled in an overwhelmed body. When you live in an overwhelmed body, in denial, not understanding why you do what you do, and you seem baffled, you seem you don't understand why you do what you do, and you continue to say, I don't know why I do this, then you will attract to you that which is familiar. As you start to develop self-esteem that's conducive to an attractor factor that will lead you to two or three people a year that you can collaborate with, your game will change. If you find yourself stuck, overwhelmed emotionally, don't understand why you do what you do, then you will not reach your highest level of consciousness. The level of consciousness that you require to live in is a no state, not N-O, but K-N-O-W. When you live most of your life knowing, you are trusting. When you live in trust, you're in faith, not blind faith. It's clear faith. When you're very clear in your communication style, when you can articulate your feelings, when you're able to write and create on command, when you know, then you don't know. But if you live in an I don't know state, you're going to live in an overwhelmed state. When you're overwhelmed, you're unorganized and undisciplined. If you continue to rebel against your success and continue to sabotage it, when you hold on to unresolved anger so you can stay resentful and disappointed, you'll attract to your reality the people and situations to fulfill that. Now, when many of my students come to my intern event, Breakthroughs to Success, phenomenon happens. It's not magic, although I do bring a magician, Marco the Magician, very frequently there, so that people can see how they can perform their own random acts of magic. I call it consciousness. As you begin to raise your consciousness, you will not rely on luck or magic. You will rely on skills. Being present is a skill. It's not a how do I, it's an I am state. As you live in I am a now state, now you know, and you know that you know that you know. Once you know, then you don't doubt. When you live in doubt, you live in a low vibrational energetic state, about 180 cycles a second, where you will bounce between awareness occasionally, but most of your life you'll be spent in these low vibrational energetic states of anxiety, fear, and doubt. As you begin to let go of the events that shape your feeling, you become much more aware of why you do what you do. You don't pass blame. You don't judge people. But most importantly, you're not critical of self. You live in an objective, conscious state, knowing why you do what you do, eliminating and letting go of anxieties that don't serve you. As you are present and aware of why you do what you do, as you are present and understand people's predictability, as you become a student of people and less a student of personal development. Personal development is great, but if you're a seminar junkie and you spend most of your time in personal development, then you will not spend enough time in the repetition and the experience of the modality you seek to become successful in. I have a client named Dennis Snyder. Dennis is a drummer that I persuaded to move from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania to Los Angeles. I let Dennis know he was in the wrong city. He didn't doubt me. He didn't question me. He did what I suggested. Within a very short period of time, he was in Los Angeles. His life has completely changed because of his law of alignment. Another client of mine, an exceptional woman, Tara Mack, unequivocally delivered for him. Tara made an introduction for him so that he could meet the drummer, Chad Smith from Red Hot Chili Peppers. 6 degrees of separation. As you begin to align yourself, this is what it means that people show up. People don't show up if you don't show up. If you live in a very low emotional state, worried about success, worried about failing, that's really anxiety. If you have anxiety about how you're going to control an outcome, how you're going to maintain an outcome that hasn't happened, if you chronically worry, then you have a worry tolerance. And unfortunately, many people spend a great deal of their time in a very high tolerance of worry, not even understanding that how neurochemically addicted to an anxiety that continues to perpetuate avoidance tendencies. You can't succeed in what you avoid. It just does not happen. When you say you need to commit, that's an oxymoron. You don't need to commit, you commit. Needs a future tense term with no commitment. When you're committed, you're committed. When you're committing, you're committed. When you have fully committed, you've fully committed. Commitment requires commitment. Commitment is a no state based on decisiveness. When you're decisive, then you're not in doubt. You can't have a level of consciousness that is conducive to attracting people who are in commitment if you're in doubt. You require committed success seekers. People are committed to their cause, committed to their purpose, committed to changing the planet, committed to creating change in the universe. But to be able to attract those people, it's important that you can commit. You don't have to be highly successful, but you have to be highly committed. You can't attract commitment from doubt. You can't attract awareness from anxiousness. It just does not happen. So when you continue to ask me how do I don't know questions, then you will continue to attract your reality, the people and situations that will fulfill your feelings of low self-esteem and disappointment. As you start to create realistic expectations, if you let go of this mythical, magical dream you have that owning a business is going to give you freedom, owning a business does not give you freedom. Owning a business gives you the right to pick and choose when and how you're going to do a business. Owning a business gives you the opportunity to be in free enterprise in a corporation or an LLC. That will give you an EIN number where you will be the president, founder, but you must also be your corporation's number one employee. You must be a producer, not a seducer. If you get seduced easily by shiny objects or sexy people that suck you out of your production or seduce you into other ventures that get you off track, then you got to take a good look at why you do what you do. If you're a chronic enabler, over-obligator, you do too much for others, you always come last, then you have to take a good look at why you do what you do. In that type of energy, you will transmute at a very low level that will lead to disappointment. When you come from cause, when you come from purpose, when you come from vision, when you have clarity, when you come from no, then you will not be denied. Then you no longer use force and attract other people to be your counterforce, or you don't attract people's force so you can be their counterforce. Then you're no longer a hardaholic, a noble struggler. You will become the mind-body connection to the vision that you have. You begin to magnetize, polarize, and bring to your reality the people and situations that will foster that purpose. Now, last week I covered the power of purpose, and you must be purposeful, on purpose, have clearly defined short-term goals about outcomes you're in the process of creating. When you start to attract mentors, people who have a vision, you can buy into their vision while you're creating your own. When you're in the law of alignment, you begin to attract the people who feel what you feel in a vibrational state of consciousness, awareness, love, joy, bliss, and enlightenment, then you are in the zone. And when you're in the zone, you don't have to control the steering wheel because the bus will steer itself. When you have that kind of energy, your centrifugal force, your undertow, will attract your reality, the people and situations whose visions align with yours. And in that kind of situation, then there's no competition. There is collaboration. And it's in that style, that type, that energetic vibration of collaboration that you start to host your own altar calls. Before you go to bed at night, you know. You freaking know, baby. You know it. UKNOW. You don't go to bed in any anxiety. You go to bed in inspiration. And when you go to bed in inspiration, you rest. There's no tossing and turning. You're not grinding your teeth. You're not in debt. You're not overwhelmed. You are ITF in the flow. And it's that flow state that creates prosperity. Prospero in the flow. And when you wake up, you deliver. When you are the deliverer, you are the messenger, and you are the producer. When you become the messenger and the producer, then you're leading by example. You have a message to deliver while you produce. People show up. See, what many people want to do, they want to be the messenger without the production. No, I'll just overstep that, baby. I'll just attract me someone who's going to make me rich. Well, it didn't happen like that, cuz my pie's on. My compadre, because it becomes adios, amigo, because those kinds of people show up in the people who foster their vision. If your vision is not bigger than your problem, then you'll be a chronic avoider. You cannot produce by avoiding. Production comes from repetition and experience, the inner game. My friend Joe Alonzo used to consistently ask me at events, Jeff, cover the inner game. The inner game is learned by mastery. Mastery comes from an emotional state where you will not be denied, but most importantly, you live in an awareness. You cannot be seduced. You're not angry. You don't get into conflict. You don't explain, justify, and validate. A mentor shows up, you listen to them. You don't de-edify them. You don't sabotage your relationships. It doesn't amaze me. It inspires me to watch how many people will walk up to me, say something ridiculous, not understand why I walk away, and they're left standing wondering what happened. This is what many people do. They sabotage the relationships with the very people they seek to attract so they can justify the people they do attract of low vibration. So for you to really perform at your highest level of consciousness, that's the repetition and experience. It's a 10,000-hour habit. I've been coaching for 19-plus years. I have coached over 60,000 hours, 12,000 clients, one-on-one, one day at a time. I coach 13 hours a day. Many people will try and seduce me into believing, wow, I bet you're really exhausted. Actually, they're exhausted even speaking about me being exhausted, and I'm not exhausted, I'm inspired. And there's so many people, they talk about being authentic. Anyone who tells me they're being authentic, why do you have to tell me you're being authentic? That's like telling me you're honest. You want me to understand you're honest by telling me how honest you're being. If you're authentic, you wouldn't have to tell people you're authentic. You wouldn't be saying, I'm coming from being authentic and genuine. That wouldn't even enter your consciousness because you would be so aware of who you are and what you're being that you wouldn't have to try and seduce people into believe you're being what you're not really being. When you let go of control that keeps you in control of being out of control, and you're able to break down cause and effect and why you do what you do, then you're able to be real. Being real is a state where you are rigorously honest. You cannot be honest when you lie to yourself. You cannot be honest when you keep telling yourself, I don't know. Your subconscious and your unconscious has recorded every event that's happened in your history. But if you live in a suppressed denial state, don't really want to know why you do what you do, aren't really willing to take a look into the abyss, aren't really willing to let go of the control that keeps you disappointed, see, any kind of transformation would change your identity. And your ego will do everything in its power to stay in a place called familiar. So the payoff you get by sabotaging yourself, the payoff you receive by avoiding success, is you don't have to be responsible. If you have doubts and worries about the future, then you'll avoid responsibility. You'll do what's familiar and chronically avoid and stay disappointed because you built a very high tolerance to being disappointed. You've built a very high tolerance to being average. If you've spent most of your life going up the down staircase and in through the outdoor, not being able to really commit to yourself, but you'll do more for others than you ever do for yourself, then you have a very high tolerance to that type of identity. That means you must be aware of the cause that creates the effect of why you do that, be able to practice simple discipline one day at a time, separate yourself from the events that create your addiction, and move into a state of recovery and awareness that's conducive to living the lifestyle, attracting the people, situations, opportunities, creating the intellectual property, being able to write and speak on command, attract your reality to people and situations that will foster your purpose. But we are not purposeful, don't have a purpose, don't live in clarity. You'll live in an overwhelmed, undisciplined, unorganized state that will lead to disappointment. Now, your mindset, what that really means is not how positive you are, it's how objective you are. Being objective is one of the most underrated mindsets that I see people be in. I see people try so hard to be positive. Well, being positive is a component of success, but being productive is also equally as important. Not only is being productive, but being results-oriented and being results-conscious. You must learn to create results because it's the results that create the profits. Your mindset is how you really set yourself up for the day, the week, the month, the quarter and the year. It's how you see your vision. It's how you see your future. It's how you see yourself, and it's what you do daily. That's your mindset. Your mindset is how you set yourself up either to have results or to be busy. Now, what a lot of people do is they spend a great deal of their time being and staying busy. But rather than being busy, you want to be productive. And to be productive, you have to have clearly defined goals about outcomes that you can easily and effortlessly commit to. When it comes to your habits, of course, that word means habitual, what you do daily. I ask many of my clients, if I videotaped you, if I followed you for a day, what would I see you doing? Who would I see you being? For many people, it's scary for them to answer that question because now they know they are trapped. What most of society does is they get ready to get ready. They spend a lot of time in activity, but they don't spend very much time in action. There's a big disparity between activity and action. Activity creates dust, or action creates a result. Action is paramount, the great Napoleon Hill said. Action is what's going to create the results, the productivity. It's going to create the outcome. It's going to create the closes. It creates the transaction. Activity keeps you educated. Activity keeps you in knowledge. Action keeps you in a know state. The more you know why you do what you do, the more you know about the universe, the more you know that human beings are predictable, the more you know that you will not be denied, the more you know the outcome, the more you're able to create the outcome before you start by being able to have a mindset conducive to do that, you'll attract your reality, people and situations, to foster that vision as you start to have that kind of mindset. When you have a mindset that you will not be denied, you will do what is required of you to stay in the game long enough to master the emotional state, to master the repetition and experience, then through the repetition and experience, that's where you become a professional. As you begin to do the same thing over and over again in a rhythm, as you do the same situation over and over again in flow, as you do the same situation over and over again and develop the reflexes of success so you can adapt and adjust quickly. Now, that is not only a habit, that is a skill. As you're able to adapt and adjust quickly, which it can be a habit, but it's also a skill to be able to let go easily and effortlessly, as you're not so consumed with the outcome as you are the skill and the habits, then you're going to start to develop results. But many people want to leapfrog, jump over, experience a quantum leap when it comes to the skills. A large percent of the population views the skill set painful. It's painful to get rejected. Well, first of all, you have to change your perception of what rejection is and isn't. When someone close to you personalizes a situation, de-edifies you, calls you a name, tells you something that you're not, undermines you, or does a situation like that, abandon you, neglects you, or rejects you, then that could be construed as rejection. But when someone doesn't buy from you because you're not skilled, or they don't buy from you because they're not interested, you're not being rejected, people aren't interested. The more you understand cause and effect, why people can't decide, why they don't decide, how they delay a decision, how they can't commit, the more you understand that, the more prepared you will be to be able to easily and effortlessly move on, let go, let the situation go without personalizing it. But if you put your personal feelings in a situation, then you're going to set yourself up to be rejected, feel rejected. Your brain's going to continue to create a placebo effect and say, wow, that's going to be painful. So my resolution to pain is to avoid it. That's what the neocortex of your left brain does, your intelligent brain, when it comes to resolving a problem that is perceived to be painful. As you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your rejection, as you're able to easily and effortlessly let go of the unresolved issues that keep you in unresolved anger, as you're no longer the mind-body connection to the violations that created your anger, your hate, and your resentment, then you're able to separate your feelings from the events, neutralize the people who've traumatized you, let go of the events that keeps you in low self-esteem. You can start to develop a tendency to be a lot more, you'll bounce right into production quicker. As you're no longer overwhelming yourself, as you're not undisciplined, as you're not unorganized, as you develop your habits, your reflexes, your habit, your ability to transcend, your ability to adapt and adjust quickly, your ability to be creative and innovative. When you're able to sit down at the keyboard, sit down on your telephone, and be able to create content, write a blog, write a post, either one line, four lines, five lines, you do this easily and effortlessly, and you do it enough, then it becomes habitual. And in that type of habitual situation, then it becomes auto-suggestion, meaning it's automatic, autonomic, it's here and it's now. When there's no separation from you and the outcome, and you know the outcome, then you will perform admirably. As you start to live in that space, as you start to live in that mind-body connection, you'll start to attract to your reality people and situations that you can collaborate with, teammates that will produce. In that type of mindset, as you start to develop the repetition, the skills over and over, as you become very effective at asking questions, you would have to be able to be willing to take the art of asking questions to the science required to be an exceptional master at prospecting, closing, asking, and engaging. As you start to give power to that situation, as you actually sit down with your ass in the chair, you start to take asking questions to the next level. You start to understand how to set someone up for a close. You start to ask for what you feel you deserve. When you call in an order to a restaurant, you request a table that has a great view. You request a waiter that the house may recommend or you may know. You request a booth. You become specific, determined, and clear in the vision. As you're able to ask a waiter, a maitre d', if they accept gratuities, and then you watch how they respond or you watch how they react. When you ask a waitress if she's ever considered starting a business from the comfort of her home, and she checks out and says, which is not even a word, it's a sound, and she uses a word followed by a preposition, you know the story is about to become. When you become that acutely aware, when you know, then you're raising your level of consciousness. You're going from awareness to joy, love, bliss, and you're completely relaxed in the body that you're creating results in. As you become enlightened, you'll attract your reality on frequent occurrences, occlusively, people and situations to foster your vision, your purpose, your goals, and your dreams, but also some of theirs, because there's never any competition in collaboration. There's no conflict in collaboration. But if you encounter someone that has to be right, and they have to validate, justify, and explain, you make a suggestion, and they spend the next 7 minutes proving you wrong, that's not the type of person that you require to have in your circle of influence. You learn to easily and effortlessly let people go. Letting people go means you're not attached. Now, there's going to be some reality to being attached, to getting attached, because you're a human being, you're going to encounter other human beings, and you're going to come from your goodness, and you're going to want the best for some people. But when you want your best to be their best, then you're trying to control the situation before it happens. When you get in the way of them getting into results, because you have to be in control of being out of control, then you're going to tend to sabotage your relationships because you'd rather be right than rich. When you can't let go of outcomes that continue to keep you in an overwhelmed, undisciplined state, when you live in rejection and abandonment energy, then you're going to have a very low vibration and you'll attract people and situations to fulfill being abandoned so you can prove yourself right. Now, as you move into a place called belief, that's a sense of certainty. And in belief, when you have belief systems, when you actually have a system to create a belief, when you become certain, when you know, when you live in that solid belief that is unshakable, when you know that you know and you're not willing to give up what you know, it's not about being right, it's about what you know. When you trust your feelings, trust yourself, trust the universe, trust deity, God, source, infinite intelligence, whatever terminology you want to use that allows you to feel comfortable. As you trust the universe, as you live in universal law, universal truth, as you start to understand the science of attraction, when your attractor factor is very high because your vibration is high, your vibration is going to be a direct reflection of your energy, how energetic you are, how much charisma you have, how worldly you are, how much you know, the type of person you are, your ability to connect with people on command. When you come from love, joy, and bliss, when you see the good in most everything you do, when you don't have to break people down, take them down, when you don't have to be right, then you're living a very high vibration. When you're a woman or man of influence or affluence, when you volunteer to do situations that actually create a difference, when you become that difference maker, when you become the mentor, the leader that people are looking for, when you meet people where they are, you're at a different level of belief. You'll go to the restaurant and there'll be a parking space there for you. You go to the mall and someone's backing out as you're pulling in. You have a sales clerk who recognizes you from Facebook. Someone makes an introduction to you, and all of a sudden you find someone who's inspired to meet you. In that kind of energy, that's not a right, wrong, a black, white. That's the type of energy that's emotional, etheric energy. That's a very powerful, invisible energy that people begin to feel. That's feel, felt energy that comes from a very high source of spirituality, a high source of consciousness. As you begin to live in that kind of belief, then developing your skills becomes second nature, first nature. The skills that you must develop are being able to master your emotions. That's number one. Being able to stay in a present state awareness as you learn the skills of your vocation. Being patient is a key skill, but most importantly, being patient while you're producing. Many people are impatient. They tell themselves they're not a patient person. They want instant gratification. Me, do it, do me now. That's how a lot of people. They're not patient enough to learn the skills, the inner game skills, the habits. They don't understand why people do what they do because they don't ever become a student of people. The more you understand why you do what you do, the better equipped you are to understand why people do what they do. As you start to live in honesty and objectivity, as you start to live in a state of understanding and awareness, as you become very, very skilled at stating the facts, telling the truth, not exaggerating, not making yourself look more inflated and bigger than you are. It doesn't matter where you are. What matters is what you do with who you are, because who you are will determine your outcome in life. And who you are, when you start to become a man of woman, an influence or affluence, as you start to become connectable and relatable, as you start to become an ambassador of change, someone that people can depend on and count on, then you're no longer the mind-body connection that shaped your low self-esteem. As you begin to forgive and let go of forgetting, what a lot of people do is they forget, and then they think because they forgot, well, they don't have to address the issues. Of course you do. If you want to be that person of influence and affluence, then it's going to be responsible for you to let go of the control that keeps you in control, of feeling out of control. As you start to understand that control is an illusion, just like many situations are, and you don't attempt to control the outcome, you let the outcome come to you because you know that you know, and you know that you know that you know, and you know that you know that other people are going to know that you know. When you come from that no state, that's a sense of certainty. That's a sense of belief. When you come from no, you're not coming from swag. Swag, depending on how it's used, for many people comes arrogance. But when you're humble, you have humility, and you know you're well on your way to becoming your first six-figure year or your first seven-figure year, and that kind of humility, people feel you. You don't have to ever flaunt or tell anyone you're successful because people are going to be able to tell you're successful by your energy, by the way you walk in the room, by the way you open your mouth, by the way you say hi to the busboy, by the way you say hi to the front desk girl. The way you treat people is the way you want to be treated. But if you become arrogant and conceited, you're well on your way to the outhouse. If you want to live and stay in the penthouse, then you have to understand that it's a people world and it's your responsibility to get along with people, attract people to reality that you can collaborate with. As you let go of the control that keeps you out of control and you start to develop habits, skills, and mindset conducive to creating a free enterprise business from the comfort of your home. As you become the leader that people are looking for, but you're also the leader that can lead yourself. You have to be self-directed, self-inspired, self-motivated, self-aware. As you let go of being critical and putting yourself down, as you let go of saying things about yourself that de-edify yourself, as you let go of not being able to receive a compliment and you tell yourself that I am a great receiver. Now that I'm grown up, I'm highly capable of receiving compliments that empower me. When you're good enough, then these situations happen frequently. But when you're not good enough, then you tend to attract the people to fulfill your disappointment. You'll attract the perpetrators and the violators, the people who take advantage of you, the people who borrow money and never pay you back and go, oh, yeah, I forgot about that $10,000 I borrowed from you in the late 80s. Those kinds of people, you want to be aware of them. When you're comfortable with self, you don't give your power away. When you're comfortable with self, then someone that's using force doesn't use you to be their counterforce. When you're comfortable with self, you'll attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill your dreams. As you begin to let go of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, then you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape your feelings. As you let go of your control, you're not in control. As you let go of your pressure, there is no pressure. As you let go of being overwhelmed, there is no overwhelmed. Although you can ride, you can let go of the control that keeps you overwhelmed. As you start to really understand cause and effect and why you do what you do and why other people do what they do, you're raising your awareness. When you become a person of influence and affluence, meaning that you have the ability to influence people's decisions and commitments by the energy you transmit. It's a spoken word. It's the unspoken word. It's you're able to walk in a room and people feel you. That word is called charisma. In Jewish culture, it's called chutzpah. There's other words and terminologies for it, but it means you start to be a person of influence and affluence that other people emulate. You're not making that about you. It's a no state. When you're able to walk in the room knowing that people are going to feel your energy, they're going to buy something from you, they're going to join you, they're going to collaborate with you, they're going to smile, they're going to say hi to you. When you sit on an airplane and you're nodding your head to people and going, how you doing? How's it going? When people feel you as they come down the aisle, that's a trait that you can't teach. That's a trait that you live. And as you start to live that life, you are in the process of living the good life. The good life is right around the corner. Stay on course to get to the corner. It's that first corner right up there. It's a very short distance. It's 2 years, which is 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 24 months maximum. It could be less. It could be more. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't quit 3 feet from gold. Stay in the game. Be present. Stay present and learn the skills. Learn the skill of asking. Learn the skill of listening. Learn the skill of letting go of being right. Let other people be right so you can be rich. Learn the skill of communicating, connecting with people. These are real skills that will bring you dividends. Learn how to connect and communicate with yourself as you learn how to communicate and connect with others, and you will eventually own your game. If you want to own your life, then you have to have one. If you want to own your life, then you have to have very clear short-term goals about what that really means. As you start to create clarity in your consciousness, as you have a viewfinder in the eye irises of your eyes that you've been living on and you're able to see what you're capable of, then you'll stop doubting yourself. But when you continue to tell yourself, wow, I don't know if I'm cut out for that. Well, how do you know that? You haven't been on the jobs. That's what a lot of people do, is they get overwhelmed about a story that has not happened, and they fall back into what they consider to be safe and scarce. And they tiptoe quietly through life, arriving at their grave safely. If you don't want to be one of those casualties of the jungle, if you don't want to be one of those statistics, then you're in the right place at the right time tonight. As you learn not to take situations personal, as you learn to be present and be in the now and the know, then you're in the right place at the right time. And as long as you understand that, then you will start to use that to your advantage without using people. As you start to really relax into your body, relax into a business, relax into the universe, you're no longer the mind-body connection to the young man or young woman who tended to be overwhelmed easily. Being overwhelmed is a neurological condition that creates a behavior. Being overwhelmed has no value. It has absolutely no value when someone brings it to you. And as the more you understand cause and effect, the better you're going to be equipped to let people go quickly. As you start to hear what people mean, not say, then easily and effortlessly you have a better understanding, a better awareness of what to do. And as you begin to know what to do, it's amazing, when you keep telling yourself you don't know what to do. I don't know how. I need to talk to my sponsor. But when you do that, then typically the whole room gets up. And the whole room gets up and they walk away from you. When you stay in your power, people walk toward you. As you start to have magnetism, energy, charisma, people want to be a part of that. That's the invisible connection. But when you offend people, you're offensive, you have low self-esteem, they walk away from you, and they end up in the team or they end up with the culture or the company of someone who has that charisma. It's not how do I get charisma, it's I am charisma. Charisma is an energy. It's an energy in consciousness where it's this place between love, joy, and bliss. It means you become an ambassador of your own life, and you're always taking yourself with you. And you leave your low self-esteem where it belongs, back in the past. You learn to live in the present, and you let go of your anxiety about the future, and there's no room for that in your house of love. As you let go of the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your low self-esteem, now you can develop consciousness and awareness. As you start to live in that energetic space, you attract your reality, people, and situations, but from a much higher level of consciousness. Dr. David Hawkins, wrote a great book called Transcending Levels of Consciousness that actually break down for you the cause and the effect of why you do what you do. It'll break down for you how to let go of what you do and how to achieve and attract the results that you desire and are committed to achieving in the next few days. As you're no longer the mind-body connection to those events, then you are in the flow. And as you start to no longer be the mind-body connection to your anxiety, then you can start to create your consciousness and your awareness. As you start to lead yourself, then you can lead others. You have to be able to lead from the front, lead from the middle, and sometimes lead from the back, but you definitely must learn to lead by example. And if your example is exemplary, congratulations, then you're the law of the few. In that law of the few, you'll attract the law of the few at a much higher level of consciousness. When you're seeking to build a leveraged business, it's going to come from the leverage from the people you attract. And your ability to attract is going to be a direct reflection of your ability or inability to no longer be the mind-body connection to the overwhelmed state that would attract people who are more overwhelmed than you were. As you let go of the control that keeps you in control of being out of control, you'll attract your reality, people, and situations that will definitely fulfill their feelings. With that, I'm going to go ahead and move into the wrap-up portion of tonight's call. But tonight's call has been dedicated to raising and transcending your level of consciousness and really being that man and being that woman who's capable. When you start to understand your value and know you're valuable and stop doubting that and stop telling yourself stories about acknowledging yourself, if you're too embarrassed to acknowledge yourself, then I got a hot flash for you. Not too many people are going to acknowledge yourself for you. If you can't receive a compliment because of your uncomfortability, change tonight. It's not a how do I, it is an I am. If you live in acute anxiety, let go of it tonight. It's not how do I, it's an I am. You can definitely change your level of consciousness in a very short period of time by being aware, having a better understanding of why you do what you do. Practice the art of forgiveness to people in situations that you feel violated. Put them down and walk away. Don't demean people, prove people right, or have to get in an argument with people. When someone gives you a compliment, accept. When someone attempts to provoke you, don't be provocable. When someone wants to be in conflict with you, don't buy into their conflict. Let people go easily and effortlessly. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. This call is officially a call Remember, have a great Valentine's Day. I look forward to seeing you, or I'm sorry, have a great end of the month. Take your game to the next level, because when it comes time to 4th of July, the very middle of the year, at the six-month point, you want to be able to have momentum. Now, already some holidays have passed, some significant events have passed this year. You're going to have Memorial Day coming up. You're going to have 4th of July coming up. There's going to be Labor Day. There's going to be holidays throughout the year. You're going to have conventions to attend, rallies to attend. All of a sudden, it's going to be December 31st. This is the year that you break through. This is the year that you transcend levels of consciousness. This is the year that you take yourself and your game to the next level. This is a year of production. This is not a year of education. You've been educating and medicating for years. Step into the flow. Step into the power. Step into production, creates results. Be compensated. Teach the laws of compensation to people in your circle of influence. So when Memorial Day rolls around, be on track to close that the first 6 months of the year strong when July 1st rolls around. You want to be able to take yourself to the next level in increments of time. You have to measure results in time. That means dedicated blocks of time to results that you seek to create. When you're committed, you're committed. When you're decisive, you're decisive. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. I want to thank you for being on tonight's call. I look forward to connecting with you at one of my live events coming up in the very near present. This call is officially a call, has been recorded, will be available for audio playback in Podomatic.com. You can also find this call on Facebook by 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. PST, Pacific Standard Time. Have a great evening, everyone.